May 21st, 2018, to the Sandhills. Wow, that was awesome. I had been driving along the interstate eating Meltaways, a unique Nebraska confection. The huge, endless irrigated fields faded off to the horizon of the flat-as-a-pancake Nebraska plains. Kevin had told me that I should turn north rather than continuing west on I-80. It will take you into the Sandhills, he said, which are more about ranching than farming, and they're really pretty. It sounded like good advice. I exited onto U.S. 34 and cruised into Grand Island. I was flanked on both sides by a mile or two of shopping mall. All the familiar brands were there. It was like being in New Jersey or Exit 3 in Paducah. Nothing struck my fancy until I passed a Dick's Sporting Goods. I left the main road and drove back to the entrance of that little mall because there's been something I've wanted on this trip since the beginning, but I didn't find it before I left, and I haven't been somewhere where I could purchase it since then. But Dick's Sporting Goods would be ideal. So, what was I looking for? A portable marine klaxon horn, of course. One of those devices you attach onto a can of air and are designed for safety on the water. You may have seen one at a sporting event, and if you were unfortunate enough to be sitting close, you probably heard it. At least until your eardrums exploded like a kernel of popcorn. And why would I want one, since I'm not planning on boating anywhere? Well, they say that if you come into close contact with a bear, or if one decides that he wants to share your tent with you, you should yell as loud as you can, wave your arms, clap your hands, make noise, bang on pots. And while all that sounded like good advice, it seemed to me that the ideal thing to have resting next to my head in my tent would be a marine air horn. Lots of noise close at hand, should the need arise. I might even want to call it a bear horn instead of an air horn. Sorry. So, I pulled up to Dick's Sporting Goods, all self-satisfied with having dealt with an unresolved problem. But it turned out that Dick had gone elsewhere. There was just an empty shell of a store with a "For Lease" sign in the window. The huge, highly visible Dick's Sporting Goods marquee remained above. Only kidding, we're not here, but we got your attention anyway. Undeterred, I saw a Harbor Freight store just a little further down the row. Now, although this didn't seem like the kind of thing they would carry, I figured, since I was already in the vicinity, it was worth a shot. For the uninitiated, I have to point out that there is significant risk in entering Harbor Freight. They sell a vast array of hardware and tools and shop equipment and related paraphernalia. You know, guys and some gals have been known to be lost for hours roaming the aisles, staring longingly at things they have always desired. Now, it is a wise axiom that thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's table saw, or air compressor, or his heavy-duty rolling tool cart with multiple drawers and neatly labeled parts containers, nor should thou envy his complete set of socket wrenches, including all sizes, both English and metric, arranged in rank order with none missing. Harbor Freight sells that kind of stuff, and for some of us, it causes our hearts to beat faster, our adrenaline to surge, our dopamine to ooze out of every vesicle in our body. Oh, that's so cool. It's a rush to the head and to the heart. It's like mechanical mescaline. it's generally considered good advice to lock your wallet in your car before entering so you're not overcome with irrational workshop lust. But I digress. As I anticipated, they did not have what I wanted, but all was not lost. For on the other side of the highway, I spied a Walmart. It required about a quarter mile of side roads to get there, but they had come to my rescue when I needed an iPhone charging cable, a splitter for my car's cigarette lighter, a can opener, and some sheets for my mattress. Surely they would not fail me now. Indeed, they had my air horn, plus aluminum tent stakes, a decal for my guitar case, and a long, one of those long, flexible cigarette lighters, you know, the kind you use to get your campfire going without incinerating your fingers. Score! And as a bonus, there was a Starbucks nearby, so I got a big iced coffee and left Grand Island a happy man. I was heading for Uncle Buck's Lodge, a 10,000-acre working cattle ranch, family-owned and operated since 1881. They started developing the lodge in 1994, Walt told me later, as a way of diversifying operations. There are 8 rooms and a bunkhouse, a dining room, a bar, and a great room with a fireplace and 2-story windows overlooking the river. I was only going to be there for a day, but you can stay longer and get involved with the operations of the ranch, ride with the cowboys, be part of the cattle roundups, roping, branding, and calving. They do eco tours, group meetings, hunting trips, etc. It sounded very cool. So there I was en route 2 going northwest to Brewster. And what parallels the road? Railroad tracks. I know about these things, so I keep an eye on the far distance, looking for the bright triple headlight of an oncoming train. And there it was, rolling steadily toward me. Now, I've already confessed to being a railroad geek, so this won't surprise you, and I'm not even embarrassed at this point, that I pulled over to grab a video. Be still my heart. A double locomotive pulling 75 or 100 cars of coal? Why, yes, coal. Enough to warm even the cockles of Donald's twisted little heart. Now, I felt sort of ambivalent, my ecological commitments wrestling with the tug of railroadiana. Nevertheless, I can't deny that it was exciting. I drove onward across the smooth horizontal plain of farmland and was happily gliding along when I noticed to my right a small hill. It was entirely out of character. The road turned that way, the road sloped up, and as I crested that unfamiliar smidgen of elevation, what I saw before me were rolling hills, smooth and sinuous, soft and inviting, stretching off to the distance, dotted, as promised, with black cows. Wow, it was awesome. I had reached the Sand Hills.